Hey guys, and welcome to Fireside Chats. The news continues to be the news, which means it's a little bit more manageable if you just remember that this has been pretty normal levels of cray for most of human history, and we've survived it before. That's what I keep telling myself anyway. Which is part of what I wanted to talk about, because I've been talking about dehumanization and the process of polarization that's happened between the parties and what utter bullshit that is. I graduated from college not that long ago. It was in 2010, and I don't remember things being this brutal or hostile between the groups, and I don't remember having to apologize to my conservative friends every time they speak to me, and I don't remember having to apologize to my liberal friends for talking to my conservative friends, and I don't remember that ever happening until a few years back. And anytime something like pops up like that, we have to ask ourselves why. Who benefits, who gains from continuing to divide us along party lines? Who benefits and who gains from continuing to say that certain ideological beliefs are American or un-American? This country is founded on a bunch of ideals, Enlightenment ideals, but it was also founded on diversity of thought. And so the idea that one party would get to reign supreme in the United States, we don't like that. Americans like to switch it up every so often. That's why I wasn't surprised when a Republican won after Obama. We rarely give the same party power for that long. So I wasn't surprised that it was a Republican. I was unhappy that it was Trump, but I wasn't surprised by that either. But you guys can expect there to be more Republicans and more Democrats in the future, depending on which side that you're on, or maybe there'll be new parties. I don't know. But what I do know is that this polarization thing is new and stupid and doesn't really work in America. And so I just wanted to remind everyone that actually, up until very recently, we did perfectly fine at talking to each other. And there's actually no reason for this continued stuff to, if you're saying fighting words, if there's hate speech involved, obviously, like, you're trying to incite people to fight. But I don't think most of the country's doing that, and I don't think most of the country wants to do that. I think most of the country wants to solve mutual problems. So, just as a reminder, this polarization stuff sells things, and you don't have to buy any of it. And so I want to talk about ways that we can combat that because that's actually our bigger problem right now. And like I said, someone's benefiting from it. Aside from like me being cheeky and cute about you guys having a beer with your neighbor, which you should totally do, you should also get involved in other community-based stuff. And we're gonna have to rebuild the communities that were ripped apart. And again, who stands to gain when our communities have been fractured, especially along ideological stances, especially to this level of intensity. So we need to rebuild those communities, and part of that means being less stressed out, less angry, and less triggered by people who disagree with us. And we've been using the term triggered wrong. I'll talk about that on another episode, how frustrating it is to me with someone with PTSD that we keep using that term wrong. But we need to be more okay with hearing beliefs that are different than ours. So, first and foremost, like you yourself need to get okay with hearing beliefs that are different from yours. And if you say you are and then it turns out you're not, that's okay. We all need to take breaks sometimes, but just remember that that's part of the process. And then people need to get involved in civic orgs. I don't really care which ones. I don't care what god you pray to. This is America. You can pray to whatever god makes you happy. I don't care which civic org it is. It doesn't have to be religious. Should be something that also involves helping people out and giving people things, giving back to people if you have the means and the ability to do so. And also just, I mean, I think everyone needs to really focus on community building, which literally means just calling your friends and your family up. None of us are doing that. We're so focused on our work that we're unable to actually look after each other, and that's the thing that we need more most right now. So I know this seems small, I know this seems like stupid church lady shit, but until we have the basics down, we can't really do anything else. So just as a friendly reminder, it doesn't have to be this way, and yeah, so this is just a reminder that it's been different before, that it can go back to being different again. We don't have to put up with this shit, and we can go back to being a normal country where people actually talk to each other and we try to solve problems. And things are already headed that direction again, so that's positive. Don't get distracted. That's all I'm saying. Okay.